What's Up Fandom Night, episode 29. What's Up 10. Welcome back to another What's Up! This hasn't been updated in almost a month, so this thing was needed like hardcore. Episode 29!
What up, dog?
That makes me almost not want to do a What's Up. Anyways, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovelsario.
Scott Action Jackson.
So sad.
That's his name, by the way.
Your name is So Sad instead
of... So Sad.
So Sad.
So Sad Shane.
So should I call you Mr. So?
Yes.
Okay.
You all know who I am.
Surprisingly,
just call
they
me
probably
the proto
don't.
Guy. The proto guy. Only one. Me.
So that means you have a faulty core and you're going to be dead in 5 years?
Probably.
I'm going to go out and whore the website now. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Oh, yeah.
So we just started up after the So that was kind of awkward.
What the fuck just happened?
We just started this episode with, oh, yeah.
And this is the kind of shit that you say that we should be recording.
Yes, this is the shit that we need to be recording, is the shit in between when we're taking breaks and just talking random shit.
So, this show deals with what's been going on in the shows and what's been going on in our life, so we'll start with... What's going on in the shows? Your guys' show. How's it been?
Been going.
Fantastic.
There are ups and downs to shows.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
not
one of
lie.
Those things where it's been like a pain in the ass because we haven't had time to actually, you know, sit down and review the pay-per-views. Like, we got two coming up, like one later on today and one tomorrow.
Yeah, later today we got to cover the... You guys probably won't know what I'm talking about here, but the NXT... TakeOver Brooklyn 2 is the event that's going to be on the WWE Network tonight on Saturday night, and tomorrow night is SummerSlam.
Now, which that basically marks almost 1 year of the show going.
Yeah.
And you can get all of these episodes at FandomNight.com. That there is Jobber Wrestling Corner.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, we've also been recording heavily for Ruck's Been Abridged for the two people that watch it.
This is the show that right now is being pioneered by Scott and Seth, and it's a different YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, yep. it's released on another YouTube channel along with its own page on Facebook. But yeah, it was one of my crazy ideas that I asked Seth to join me in.
Bill freaked the fuck out about it. He's like, there's so many things you could be abridging. And it's like, yeah, there is. But we're going to, you know, go into uncharted territory with some shit nobody ever thought of.
And stuff that nobody's done already.
This is true.
But I've been working on the third episode. So the first full episode of The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin isn't done yet.
Yep.
Because we're kind of splitting the full episode and split it by like two or three.
The fuck just happened over there?
I don't want to know. Besides that, I do have some of the backlogs from the Fan Night Wrestling Corner that I'm going to try to transfer over to Jobber.
Shane was making lickies at me. That's why everybody's laughing.
I saw the him trying to touch Bill. I figured that's all it was.
No. He was over here being like...
Well, that just completely sidetracked this entire fucking episode.
So
way to go, guy.
Awkward and shit over here.
You're going to make this episode hard for me to listen to at work.
The tongue was sticking out and fingers were twitching. There you go. That's what was going on.
Oh my God.
Somebody's gonna walk by and be like, what are you fucking listening to, Seth?
They already fucking do that. I got one coworker that still, anytime that I'm listening to any of our shit, it'll be like, fucking Arby's, man. Because of that time when fucking Jeremy and Nick got into that argument. Because Nick was like, I was busy. He was like, yeah, how were you fucking busy? He was like, well, I was at work. Yeah, so you could have checked prices while you were at work at GameStop. Nick's like, I was at work at Arby's! So my coworker, anytime I'm listening to our shit, I walk by and be like, fucking Arby's, dude.
Yeah, he could have checked prices after his 2.5 hour shift.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Guess what? I could check prices too on the app on my phone. There you go.
True. Yep, yep. I apologize for this interruption. I don't know. I'm tired, so I'm doing weird shit.
I got 4 hours of sleep because I took a sleeping pill, dude. Believe me, I know I'm way more tired than you. I'm just used to having no sleep.
I act weird when I'm tired.
Comes from being around a child for almost a year and working third shift for about a decade.
I wasn't paying attention. I apologize.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
He just tried to touch Bill's hand, like hold his hand and shit.
I honestly apologize. I was not paying attention there.
Is there a way to just strap Shane to the couch?
What is going on?
I got duct tape down in the truck. I'm telling you.
He fucking made lickies at me and then he tried to hold my hand?
Lickies are... I had my tongue out of my mouth. That's a crime.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus gets away with it.
There's a reason. She's naked on a cannonball.
Yeah.
Do I need to be naked on a wrecking ball, to be fair?
Yes, get naked on a wrecking ball. Let's see it. Let's see it.
Wow.
I need a wrecking ball.
I'll go get one.
I know some peoples who know some peoples.
Yeah, and if you do this, I'm posting it, by the way.
Yeah.
Just pre-warning.
Can we get back to...
No.
It's going to be difficult, but you can make an attempt.
Okay.
So anyway, so that was Ruck's been abridged.
No, I'm not done with it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so far, currently, the plan with Ruck's been abridged was to get through the first story arc. That's it. And right now, we're not even through the first full episode, which Michelle over there has also thrown in her voice for one character in this latest episode.
Ooh, a special guest.
Yeah, and
technically, we could get all of you to special guest if you could,
actually,
you know.
That's what I'm hoping for the following episode and something further down with maybe Bill and Michelle.
Ouch. Fuck on Jay.
Well, your ass is always busy taking Shane naps. We can't get the scheduling correct.
Dude, is William Shatner going to be a special guest?
If he's free and we have money, maybe.
That'd be actually really... Dude, that would be
hell,
awesome.
If we could get people free, we could even get actual professional voice actors.
Yeah. Instead,
if we have money and time.
Instead of
we don't get paid for this shit.
Instead of me just...
Although, technically, if we started doing exactly what those one fuckbags did on our forums and start posting spam links to porno websites, we might start getting paid for doing
shit.
That
did happen. Our forum got under attack.
Yeah, I know. I heard about it.
The thing is, it's been hard to start the forum. Like, I have like 30-something conversations that I've put in there, but nobody's talking. So, like, you know... That's what it is.
But yeah, Jobber Wrestling Corner, Ruxpin Bridge, and also working on the videos for the Sentai review.
Right.
And work.
Mm-hmm. And of course your own shit, the video game talk.
Which I haven't touched in maybe a few months now.
Okay.
Yeah, probably since about E3.
What's up with you, Seth?
No. That was Jobber Wrestling Corner. We're covering the shows real quick.
Shows.
Okay, no. That's one of five. Next show?
Well, technically,
the What's Up Fandom Night, you're
currently listening to it.
You're currently listening to it. To give an update, though, this show is current now. This is like these episodes are filmed and they go up as soon as we possibly can get them up now. So this is one of the few podcasts, along with Jobber, that is as current as it can be. They're recording stuff and putting it up as quick as they can when they can, and this show's doing the same thing. Like,
yeah.
So moving on from this, Legacy of Gaming. Oh, shit. Legacy of Gaming has... Let me... I had to sit
well, while
up
you're
a
doing
cake
that,
in my
I
chair.
Suppose I could whore out my own show. Because I started doing, like, twice a week, like, on Mondays and Thursdays. I'll do, like, an hour stream from, like, 9 o'clock till about 11. If I get... Or, no, from 10 o'clock till 11. If I get out of work on time. And, basically, I've just kind of been live streaming me playing Resident Evil. Currently on hard mode with Chris.
And Greg is complaining about not being there.
Yeah. Well, that's because technically they get off work at, like, 11. So right as I'm ending the stream, Greg is finally getting home being like, what the fuck? And I'm like, sorry, guy.
It's true. The Legacy of Gaming is approximately 34 episodes back. So there's still 34 episodes that I have to go through and get posted up. And that's only the start, because there's actually another wave of episodes that need to go into the ready file to go up.
33.
Because there's, if you want to get technical, there's the all collections that need to go into the Legacy of Gaming, and that'll be like an extra 6 episodes on top of that. So Legacy of Gaming is still behind, but it's running for what it can.
Well, technically, we're only, you say we were 34? Technically, it's 33. There's one of those episodes I was looking at the list you ain't never getting, so.
What?
Nick's Final Fantasy IV. So you might as well just delete that.
Yeah.
You ain't never getting
it.
Yeah, you ain't never getting it.
That's probably never going up.
So, I'm sorry to say that.
However, to finish whoring out my stuff, yeah, it's just called Sario Says, and it's off my fucking channel, which is just Seth Lovell on YouTube.
I might be popping in every once in a while, too, so.
Yeah, Scott usually hops in to be like, hey, man, what up?
Because I know one time
tell
I actually...
Bill that we need to start streaming Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But we are... This comes... Okay. The Sentai review on YouTube is kicking ass.
And is fully caught up.
The Sentai review on the podcast has put me for a loop. I'm 20 episodes behind on just the costumes...
And then we still have all of the
Robo. 27 episodes behind on the Robos and extra stuff.
Shit.
Pages of Fandom is a completely different thing. Pages of Fandom is as up-to-date as it can be. For right now. Pages of Fandom goes all the way to episode 55. However... I'm somewhere around 40-something books behind in the reviews.
Which we're hoping to tackle some.
So I'm trying my damnedest to catch this up to where the DC Rebirth is. And for that matter, whatever comic books we also happen to be covering. And we still need
to get Ball Z.
And we still need to get back to Dragon Ball Z. Like, but I have to catch up the comics. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm doing a review. This is Pages of Fandom is a review site. And it's primarily... It's primarily my show, and the issue with it is trying to catch up and then stay current, because there's books that come out every single week when you're talking comic books.
Yeah.
So unless I get an actual group meeting, like on Skype, every single week to cover books or have something sent to me so that I can somehow stay current, It's a never-ending drowning problem.
Yeah, I know. I volunteered to try and tackle the Titans and the Flash, as far as the Rebirth stuff.
I'm working on Green Arrow, and I will also be taking up Nightwing.
But you're only doing that on shows that you're on. You're not sending me files, so we're falling behind even worse. Like, if you sent me a 15-minute run... where you just talked about one show, that would be one thing. I could get them up. But I can't guarantee that Green Arrow is ever going to be current when I only get on the mic with you once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of true, because for the What's Ups, I've been sending in movie reviews, and lately I've been watching, like, comic book shit off of Netflix. Like, literally, the only thing that I've watched that hasn't been comic book is I spent the last 3 days watching Boondocks off of Netflix. And I probably can't really send in a review for that show, because with me being a pasty-faced cracker ass, yeah, it would be a little hypocritical anytime I try to explain that show to anybody.
No, that's...
Even though technically at heart I'm albino Cambodian.
That's always... I've always found an issue, and I'm not going to get into it, but I work at a place that blows my mind, because continually they would jump your ass in an instant should you ever say anything that's even close to a racial comment. But throughout the course of the entire day, they make racial satire against me. And they don't even realize they're doing it. But believe it or not, it is possible to be racist against any race, including good old white boys.
Yeah.
Okay,
Are they calling you a cracker?
No, but it's the way...
A graham cracker?
You don't understand. It's not something so stupid as that. But there are things you can do... Like, okay, you can come up and you could say something like... Like, they'll have a conversation, and I know exactly what they're talking about. And then they'll, like, look at me or something and be like, yeah, but this black people problem, she wouldn't know nothing about that. I'm like, bitch, I'm broke too! We work in the same fucking place! Tell me about black people problems. So, it's little weird stereotypes like that, where they can throw out a slur...
Yeah.
...that's directed at me... But if I was to do the same thing back, I would get bombed. So that's the kind of place I work in. So it's really weird. But there is a weird double standard. Like, I love the Boondocks. I think that is one of the greatest shows they have made, because the whole purpose of the show is to make fun of how stupid racism is. Yep. Everybody is some sort of hardcore cliche.
Oh, yeah.
And then they play to that and make fun of how stereotypical and stupid racism is.
Yep.
But I can't talk about it, really, because if I reviewed the episode, I would sound like a fucking bigot.
Yeah. Yeah, believe me, I know. Because, what was it? It was like a week or two ago, like my boss called me in because I work as a janitor, and she called me in because there was still like a whole bunch of shit on the floor underneath some tables in their, quote, cafeteria kitchen area.
Right.
And I went in and, like, I was already pissed off because it was one of those days where Nick was being a jackass or fucking something was going on. I can't remember what it was, but somebody was pissing me off hardcore already. Then work is pissing me off. Then my boss comes in and goes, you didn't clean this right. So I go in and I was like, yeah, I'll clean it. Don't worry, I'll get to it. So I go into the kitchen area and I'm throwing fucking tables and chairs around. Like, man, fuck these stupid motherfuckers. How the fuck can these goddamn sons of bitches not know how to use a fucking fork and knife, but they gonna cuss me out when there's a little bit of fucking water stains on their fucking sink? Fuck them. And the ghetto just started coming out more and more to its a point where I'm literally, like, cussing these dudes out. Like, man, these bitch-ass motherfuckers don't know a damn thing. Mind you, I work in a building where I'm the only white motherfucker cleaning. Everybody else is a black dude or chick. And just the ghetto slipped out, and my one coworker heard it, and the next day he was like, yeah, I heard you the other night. And I was like, yeah, I was having a bad night and really pissed off. He goes, yeah, I could believe that. So for like 2 or 3 days, because I let the ghetto out and dropped a few bombs, he was kind of looking at me until I finally explained to him about Jeremy and all the shit that we've been through within, you know, hanging out down in the South End and shit like that. And he was like, oh, okay, I get it now. I feel you.
But they don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't get it. You could live the same life as somebody else. It's just a social satire that's not going away. It's a double standard.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
No, but like I said, though, we've talked about the shows.
Yeah.
We've talked about the shows.
Some most don't.
So now that the shows are done, what's been up?
Well, like I said, work's been pissing me off. Had to sell a whole bunch of my shit because I'm technically only working part-time. So that's 20 hours a week. So I had to sell a bunch of my shit because my old man was freaking out about, oh, I forgot my property taxes are coming up. I need you to pay me back for when your truck broke down. So I said, alright, so, you know, that's just some shit that's gotta happen, so now I'm basically broke until next fucking month. No, I'm gonna be broke until the middle of next fucking month.
Which is the most fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Nothing like having absolutely no fucking money and half a pack a day smoking habit. Gets really fun. But at least I'm not doing stupid shit like Nick is. I notice how we keep dogging on Nick.
Well, he okay.
Probably because he's been being an asshole lately.
Let's go ahead and get this one out of the way real quick. We have to mention this. Nick has 1,000 excuses why he cannot help the show.
Yeah.
1,000. I asked him to do a Final Fantasy IV speedrun episode. All I asked him to do was send me an audio file from his phone saying, I attempted a speedrun. This is the time I got. This is what worked. This is what didn't. This is how I got certain things to work. This is how I had trouble. These were the cool things that I got out of the experience. This is what I didn't. And then he came back with this excuse like, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to the speedrunners community and get some information. Probably attempt another 2 or 3 speedruns.
Yeah,
and
bullshit.
I don't really have the equipment to record. I said, do you have the same fucking phone I have? The same fucking phone? And he was like, yeah, but that's different because you have mics and everything. I said, dude, when I'm not at home, I have a phone. And I push this button on the phone that's like record on the app that came with the phone that records voices, and I record.
Yeah, because it's the same application I've been using to send in movie reviews.
Right. And I was like, so what the shit? So, okay, there's that. And then he has a million excuses why he can't show up for filming ever, or he gives no excuse or no check-in whatsoever. The last time he showed up, he made a big deal like it was grandiose that he was showing up. And
he said he was going to bring someone with him, too.
Yeah.
There's a reason he didn't bring someone with him. The last time before that, he came over, and we were already in the middle of the Henshin or Morph.
Yep.
We'd done the first 2 episodes without him, and I wasn't going to add him randomly, because it's screwed up to our audience to say, this is the format you're used to, this is how we're working. I'm not going to stop in the middle of a show that's already halfway through and then add another person and make it all confusing or something like that, because I've been listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Where a voice I don't know will all of a sudden jump in, and they're completely unannounced, and they talk for like 40 minutes, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And then he doesn't come back. He's not in the next episode.
Kind of did that with that Doctor Who talk, though, episode.
No, Greg was introduced.
Yeah, but he was introduced, but he was never.
But Greg was introduced, yeah. So it's not the same thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So for all of a sudden just to add Nick to a 4-part series where he wasn't involved in the beginning, I was like, we'll just wait till the next episode. And then he got mad, and he was like, well, there's no point for me being here. And he went out to smoke, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
And then he came back in, and he was like, now what are we doing? And I was like, and now we're editing. Because we still have, like, 80-plus episodes that have to be done for the other feeds.
Yep.
And he was like, well, I came here for no reason. And he got mad, and he left. And I was like, what exactly do you want me to do? You don't work with me.
Yeah.
I can only do so much for you. And this is not the right place to do this. It's really not, because I should be talking to him directly, but I can't. Because he doesn't show up. And I can't get him to do anything. Like, I asked him to record a thing on his cell phone. 15 minutes. Send me an audio file. I'll do the rest. He was like, I can't do it. I said, hey, I need you to review the Robotech thing. He's like, yeah, that'd be great. He did nothing.
Yeah.
I asked him to send me reviews and statements for other shows. There's always a reason he can't do it. And then he got mad, and he told me, well, we never do what I want to do. And I said, well, what do you want to do? He said, let's plays. I said, fine, let's set them up. His excuse was then, we don't have the equipment to do let's plays.
I'm sorry, do you have a PlayStation 4? Because I have a PlayStation 4. I'm doing a Let's Play on my channel.
And also, I've been doing Let's Plays with a video camera and a PlayStation 3 when I was doing those.
So, yeah. He's been doing Let's Plays. You do Let's Plays. I do Let's Plays. We do another Let's Play together. Yeah. And all we do is PlayStation Party. And that's, let's be honest, there's a lot of people out there that are doing that. He acts like we need a $60,000 professional studio equipment design.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me set this up easier. Do you think that those fucking team whatevers that he likes, everybody from fucking Rooster Teeth and all that, do you think the Game Grumps started with high-end $80,000 recording equipment to do a Let's Play?
No. You think they
still have that? Because they don't.
Yeah, no. They finally got up enough money where they were able to get a studio and all the fucking high-end shit. Any of the high-end shit they had before was probably pirated off the internet. Like most people do when they start up a company.
And it's not that, it's not even programs, it's equipment. Yeah. Equipment's what costs you money. But let's be honest, you don't need a $600 soundboard when quite literally your cell phone will do the same job. Then you just need a program where you could drop an audio file and a video file and render it.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do that, you get on the PlayStation 4 and you push party.
Yep.
Then you push share.
Yeah.
And that's all I need from you.
Yeah, I was about to say, Team 4 Star, they have a fucking graphics card when they need to record shit without them. If they do a live stream, they're using their fucking PlayStation 4 to do the live stream.
I'm more than willing to do Let's Plays, but you gotta work with me too. So we're experiencing a problem here where I'm trying to get Nick on board with what we're doing, and there's something going on with Nick, and he won't talk to me, he won't tell me what's really going on, but something's holding him back. And he could be burnt out. And you know what? That's fine. Just tell me that and take some time off. And you know what? We'll be fine. I won't have an issue with you because, look, people get burnt out. This is a lot of work to do for free. And if you don't know that, like, you're just listening to a show, and I get that. I used to not know exactly how much went into an actual podcast because there's a lot of work that goes in after the recording that people don't see.
Oh, yeah.
The recording is the first part, and it's the easiest part.
Yep.
Then there's a lot that goes into it afterwards that can be a severe pain in the ass.
Another
thing with these that gets irritating is podcasts suffer from one major problem. The biggest problem in the podcasting world is this. No YouTube.
Yep.
There is no definitive program for podcasts. There's no server out there called, like, UPod or something like that where I just upload my podcast, and then it goes to a server, and then anybody can find it, and then they can just, like, leave comments right on the podcast or something like that. That doesn't exist. So you got to make, like, RSS feeds. No, it doesn't.
SoundCloud.
No. It's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same, but, I mean, it's close.
There is no YouTube for podcasts.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. If it did, everybody would podcast. Everybody. Yeah. But the reason they don't is because we made a podcast. We're available, but we're available sometimes.
Yeah.
We have a podcast with RSS feeds that run through our site. Now, if you found us and you listen to us, that's fine. But one of the problems that we deal with here is I have to write a completely separate feed in order to be recognized by iTunes. And a completely separate feed in order to be recognized by Stitcher, and a completely separate feed to be recognized by, there's a third major player in the podcast world that I can't think of right now. But regardless, in order to get on those networks, I have to have separate feeds that apply to those networks, not that apply to the site, and then go out to RSS locators. So, like, I just tried to give our podcast to a dude at work that'd been asking me for it. He wants the pages of fandom. And I was like, that's fine. What do you need? And he was like, oh, I need to find a program. He's on an iPhone. He downloaded 7 different programs. He looked up Fandom Night. Nothing.
Nope.
He found the old feed for iTunes. But I was like, you're not going to get anywhere with that.
Yeah.
And then he found other feeds, and he found a bunch of other stuff, and then I was like, well, fuck it. I was like, let me just give you the direct RSS feed address. So I gave that to him. So he tried it. He was like, type, 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 type. Checked it on one program, didn't find it. Went to a third program, didn't find it. Fourth, fifth. By the seventh program, the seventh podcast program that he tried on his iPhone, he finally found one that found it. That's it. It took that long. So by the seventh program, the seventh time he'd attempted to search, and he used this program and he typed our RSS feed in twice.
Yeah.
And it didn't find it. And then he was sitting here and he was trying to explain it to me. He's like, I don't know what's going on. Look, I hit this. See, I copied the RSS feed. Now I'm going to paste it in here and watch. And he hit search and it found us. It was so random. And I was like, what the shit? So then he was like, he subbed, and then he tried to find one of our other things, and he was like, well, fuck, if it works now. So he copied the other RSS, and he pasted that for one of the other shows. I think it was this What's Up. Yeah. And he was like, click, and it didn't find us. And I'm like, podcasts piss me off. Because I love to podcast, but it is so disorganized, and there's a lot more work that goes into, like, podcasting in terms of getting paid, because yeah. you have to make advertising contracts and work with people and get internet codes and work out some advertising deals on YouTube. Click monetize, done.
Yeah,
YouTube will pay you. It's done. It's over.
Yep.
You bring traffic to YouTube. YouTube gives you some money.
Yep.
And that's all you got to do is there's a monetize button. Click it. Done.
Yeah. Because like I said, there's SoundCloud, which you could throw shit up to, but then again, the problem is, again, a matter of you have to, like, put it on there, which means sync it to their servers and shit, and then hope somebody knows what they're looking for. Otherwise, you have to start paying money for it to be advertised to people.
Right.
Then there's Libsyn, but Libsyn, all it fucking does is just stores your shit for you. So if somebody uses that in order to check your RSS feed, they can get every tiny fucking thing. Without us having to do what we've been doing, which is logging it all ourselves, which is a pain in the ass.
But you need to do that.
But we have the system in place.
You need to log it yourself, too,
yeah.
Because, like I said, there's no YouTube for us.
Yeah.
Like on YouTube, any video I post, I can download.
Yep.
And I don't need an illegal thing. If it's my video and it's on my channel, I just click download. And it downloads it back onto my computer. So my entire catalog is accessible at any time. And anybody that finds a file that's like, I'm looking for Power Rangers. Oh, shit. There's these 40-something episodes by these guys, and they click it, and if they like it, they sub to the channel, and then they get updates. And yada. That doesn't exist for podcasters.
Yeah.
You can use YouTube, but then a lot of people get mad about that because they don't like podcasts on YouTube. So it's a difficult procedure. So if he's burnt out, I get it. But he really should be handling it better than he is, and it's causing some issues amongst his friend base.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I've known Nick for years, and I'm not, there's no way I'd step away from him as a friend. I won't. Because he's been around for too long. He's really a part of our family.
Yep.
But I want to know what's happening to Nick right now, where his mind is at, that he's kind of, because I don't think he realizes he's kind of lashing against us.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows. And I want him.
Don't you mean me?
No.
He's kind of lashing at all of us. Like, don't get me wrong. You may feel like he's lashing at you personally. You got to remember, our friendship is fucking family-based. Bill's not kidding. Nick has done so much heinous shit to all of us, we are all still friends.
But at the same time, I can't say that. Here, like, you know, yeah, heinous and this and that. But look. When you become a part of this friend group, people don't realize how tough it is to get in here as a friend. I will call you an acquaintance for fucking 4.5 years sometimes.
Yeah.
But once you're brought in, once you're considered a friend, dude, my friends, I've had fist fights with my friends. I've had knockdown fucking slugs.
I remember a couple of them.
I've had yelling, screaming competitions. We fight. We get pissed. We sometimes come to blows. But we never walk away from each other.
Other than to clean the blood off our nose.
We might have problems, but my friendship is very family-based.
Yeah.
So once you're in, you're in. Look, me and the disembodied voice, Jeremy, we broke talking to each other for like almost 5 years.
Yeah.
It was a long fucking time. We never spoke a goddamn word. We could see each other in a Walmart and walk by each other and just kind of look at each other and move on. It's done. We have nothing to say to each other. Then one day, something happened, and I get a random phone call. I pick up the phone, and he says, hey. And I didn't even know who it was. I was like, hey. And he's like, this is Jeremy. And I was like, oh, cool. Why are you calling me? And he was like, I'm kind of in a situation. And I said, with what? And he says, with my dad. And I said, pack your shit and come over. And he was done. He lived with me for like half a year.
Yep.
That's the way the friend, that's the way this group has worked for years. So Nick probably doesn't even realize that he's lashing against everybody and that he's doing what he's doing, but I hope that we figure it out, because I don't want a bad situation to come out of it, because Nick has always been one of my friends. And hopefully that starts coming back around. If he's burnt out, if he's just looking for some escape, I wish he would just tell me that. So that's the way it is, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just shit that's been going on for years.
Shane has a mic, but he's just, like, smiling.
Because we family, bro.
Yes, Mikey. We all have brains.
In our stomachs?
No, no Mikey. Not in our stomachs.
Wait, what?
That was a good episode.
It was.
I laughed a lot. Mikey's so dumb.
Dude, that turtle show is amazing.
He can be your favorite turtle. It does not make him.
They released a new one.
Did they?
The new DVD shows them in space.
Oh yeah.
But I've yet to be able to get it. Stupid DVDs. They came out with Gokaiger and the Megaforce and Super Megaforce
and complete
$10 a piece right now.
Nice.
And then they also come out with the new Turtles, like, right on top of it, and the Killing Joke. And I'm like, you bastards.
Yeah.
Slow down. Bill doesn't have money right now. Oh, and the fact that, holy shit, am I in the comic book game again, man.
Yeah.
I got new books every single week. I haven't been like this in years. Because for years I was like, you know, it is what it is. And I've explained this. I'm a character-by-character basis.
Yeah.
So I like to just go out, find a character I like. If he's got his storylines going and I'm enjoying them, I'm like, hey, that's good, and I'll buy it. It's that simple. If your storyline fucking sucks a dick, guess who's not buying anything? And sometimes I'll admit, you have to give a story a chance.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might not like where it starts, but it might be one of the best books you've ever read if you'll just give it to the end of its arc.
Oh, so are you changing your position on the Bruce Lee book?
No. Because that is not an arc. It's not going to go 8 comics and go to a new story. That's actually what that book is about. Is that Bruce Lee woke up in a fish tank and there's some lady in the shadows and
fucking
dumb shit. That book sucks.
Yeah, I know. But, I'll listen to you explain it.
But one thing that I'm back into finally is Daredevil. I left Daredevil because for a while Matt Murdock left the book, and okay, there are some heroes you cannot replace.
Yeah.
Daredevil is one of them. The reason that I say this is that when Daredevil is no longer Matt Murdock, it's just a dude in a costume.
Yeah.
So when they took the Black Panther and they made Black Panther the man without fear, the Daredevil, no, he's not.
Yeah.
He's Black Panther.
Black Panther was playing Daredevil?
For a while,
yeah.
And then even for a small stint, Luke Cage was in the costume. I don't know what the shit that was about. I can't even remember. And I think the Punisher posed as him for a little while. Like, Matt Murdock was out of the city for a while, and they just kept, like, the mantle just kind of passed around, and then, like, he was possessed by a demon or something, and, like, then he took control of the hand, and there was the Shadowlands stuff, and a bunch of shit happened, okay?
Yeah.
And I left Daredevil for a while. It was just, it didn't go the way I was wanting, so I kind of walked away. Now I'm back, because Daredevil is kicking ass again. The new writers and shit that they got for the new Marvel stuff that they're doing for Daredevil is really good. It kicks ass. Now, Spider-Man is one of those characters that I feel you can replace him costume-wise because of the Spider-Verse. It's too easy. Spider-Gwen, people accepted it. 2099, people accepted it. But then for some reason, and we got a guy sitting right here, when they put Miles in the costume, there were people that didn't like that.
Fuck. Because they were replacing Peter Parker.
Peter's still around in the books, and Miles is too.
At the time when Miles first came in.
That's because in the Ultimates, Peter is dead.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And Parker can be replaced because Spider-Man is not the same thing as Daredevil. Part of what Daredevil is he's fucking blind. So unless you can give that same power to a different person, the hero loses part of what it is.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't believe that Captain America can be changed out of costume. They're doing it, but he's one of those characters I don't see that should be changed. Captain America should not be Bucky. And Captain America should not be...
Captain Falcon.
He should not be Falcon. Captain America should be Steve Rogers for one reason. Steve Rogers is a man out of time. Captain America is an interesting way for us to look at society and say, these are the concepts that have changed for the better. These are the concepts that work. This is what's wrong. And Captain America can address these issues. Because while he's doing his hero thing, throwing shields around, Captain America is a soldier of like the 1940s.
Yep.
From World War
II. He's an American citizen of the 1940s. So when you bring him into 2016 and unthaw him from an ice cap, and he looks around at the world as it is, there are things that he can say, this is better. And there are things that he can say,
the fuck were you thinking?
How did we end up here?
Yeah.
You know who cannot do that?
Falcon.
Captain Falcon. Because he's not a man out of time. He's not Captain America, and that's part of what Captain America is. Spider-Man is the friendly hero who has very little that gives all he has. And that's you might like Peter Parker.
Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
No, not necessarily. The Spider-Verse has proven that that's not true anymore. There's an Arabic Spider-Man, an Indonesian Spider-Man, a Chinese Spider-Man, a black Spider-Man, a white Spider-Man,
a Spider-Man
with a giant robot. Yeah. There's a Spider-Man from the 70s. There's a Spider-Man from the 80s. There's a Spider-Man from the 60s.
There's
all different characters.
There's a Spider-Man from the 20s. There's a Spider-Man from the year 2099 who happens to be one of the few humans left.
Like, do you like Spider-Man Noir? Do you like Spider-Man Noir? Because that's not Peter Parker.
When I saw Spider-Man Noir in that Shattered Dimensions,
yeah,
I found him interesting.
But it's not Parker.
Yeah.
But it is Spider-Man.
But it does take place around some of the same people in the Peter Parker universe.
Right. But so it's Spider-Man.
Well, so does 2099.
Yeah.
2099 deals with a lot of the same shit.
But Spider-Man 99, isn't he Spanish? And he's like Miguel O'Hara or something?
He was from the future.
Okay, he's Spanish?
He's not from the future.
Yeah.
He's in the future.
He
that
is
takes
the
place
future.
During 2099.
Then how did he get to the present?
Because he's been teleported back in time because of the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
And last I checked, he was still in the present.
Because of the Spider-Verse. But he is Spider-Man, and he's generally accepted by fans as Spider-Man. You can
even
replace...
though he's half Hispanic and half Irish.
You can take
he
that...
is still Spider-Man.
Batman is the same concept. Batman is created under versatility. You can change the man in the costume, and he will still be Batman. There is a future Damian Batman that has been accepted by fans. There's Batman. There's Terry McGinnis, who's still looked at as Batman. The concept works, evolves, and changes. But there are some characters that you cannot do this with. And that's what I'm talking about. No. Dr. Doom should be Dr. Doom, not Iron Man.
Yeah.
There's no story they can tell me that allows me to say, I see that. I see that Dr. Doom would be generally accepted as an American hero. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to bullshit land.
Especially with your Doom guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doom guy doesn't work as Doom guy.
Yeah.
He should be Dr. Doom, not Doom guy, and definitely not Iron fucking Man.
Wouldn't he be...
And not God Doom, either.
I kind of dig that, because it was still Victor.
So, well, yeah.
So he was still very much Doom. His attitude was very right.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that make him Dr. Iron Man Doom?
I also can't help but see what they did to the X-Men. They got me back in with all new X-Men. Then they said, watch this. And I was like, oh, shit, it's coming. And they were like, we're going to shit all over it.
Death of X.
And then, no, that hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
Then they started taking poos all over the franchise. They were like, poop, poop, poop. And I was like, this series is really starting to stink ass. And they just kept doing it.
Yep.
Like, that series went to hell. And it got immensely confusing because when I left the series, there were future characters, characters of the present, and characters of the past, all in the present, at war with each other. There were the characters, like, Cyclops, I'll sum it up with just Cyclops. Cyclops from the future, Cyclops in the present, is teamed up with Magneto and is part of a terrorist organization that is a liberal group fighting for the rights of mutants with violent tendencies, under the guise of the Charles Xavier Institute for Higher Learning. But young Scott, who is also in the present, is the leader of the X-Men, but he's not. Now he's a trainee of the X-Men, again, learning from Kitty Pryde, who, by the way, is dating Iceman of the present because he's straight, but she doesn't get along with Iceman of the past because he's childish and he's gay. And not like, that's gay. Like, he's gay. He's puffing on cock. But Iceman of the present is straight and has never touched a dick.
Other than his own.
Yeah. But Iceman of the future is also in the present, and he's like some ice monster man who has lost his humanity and has become almost like an ice Hulk. He's just like angry, punchy guy who, by the way, let's take it back from that point to go back to Scott, where when this happened and the guys from the future came and the big war happened, they met up with X-23, who Scott is now dating. So Scott is dating Wolverine.
No, I'm not.
Cyclops and Wolverine,
yep,
are fucking. But it's straight, because it's not the dude Wolverine. It's a clone of Wolverine who's a chick.
Meanwhile, the dude Wolverine,
who was made by Hydra. But dude Wolverine, okay, this gets even more confusing. There's an 80s Wolverine who's now in the present, who's wearing the 80s costume, who's like doing Wolverine stuff, but Wolverine from the future, not our future, but a different future where
the old man.
Hulks ate his family.
The old man Logan.
Yeah,
old man Logan is now in the present, who's training the new Wolverine, who is Wolverine's daughter, in quotes, because she's actually a clone by Hydra,
yep,
who's dating Cyclops, and they left our Wolverine of the present encased in adamantium on top of a building, possibly dead, but I'll bet you if you could crack that shell, he's still alive. X-Men.
Which shouldn't be difficult if you get a vibranium dagger.
Now, any sane motherfucker that can keep up with that storyline and enjoy it, I'm happy for you.
I think I got an answer, and it's a Doctor Who quote. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
Which is fine, but it doesn't solve the problem that now, after you put all that effort in, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just to get the basics.
Yeah.
In the new Marvel Now, which will launch this October, there is going to be Death of X. I saw the cover. It's like a million X-Men lying on top of each other in like just like a fucking plethora of dead people. Just dead, hundreds of thousands of dead.
Marvel's wanting to kill off the X-Men really bad.
They're about to launch two new titles under the Uncanny prefix. When you hear Uncanny, where does your mind go?
X-Men.
X-Men. Agreed. Everybody thinks that. At least I imagine they do.
Yeah.
Well, now look forward to the Uncanny Avengers and the Uncanny Inhumans. And that's another problem that I'm having with Marvel. Why are there 8 fucking Avengers titles? 8! There's Avengers. Avengers 1.1. That's not a fucking joke. That's a book coming out. Great Lakes Avengers.
Is there a West Coast Avengers still?
I will tell you the Avengers books.
Yeah, there should be the West Coast Avengers. There should be the Great Lakes Avengers. There should be the normal Avengers.
Is there Canadian
Ultimate
Avengers?
No, I don't think so. But there should be the Ultimates.
Okay, let me go down this list right here and find them. There's Avengers. Avengers 1.1. Great Lakes Avengers.
Yep.
Going over here. Nova
Powers. A lot of dead space here, guy.
Yeah, this... Dude, this list is outrageous. Like, what's about to come out for Marvel is Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows, Avengers, one book, Avengers 1.1, two books, Black Panther, Black Widow, Bullseye, Cage, Captain America, Sam Wilson, Captain America, Steve Rogers, Captain Marvel, Champions, The Clone Conspiracy, Daredevil, Deadpool, Deadpool and the Mercs for Money, Death of X, that's probably the end of X-Men.
Yep.
Doctor Strange and the Sorcerers Supreme. That intrigues me a little bit now that he's going to be like training sorcerers or something.
Something tells me that's going to be like past versions and future versions meet up.
Fool Killer. Like the Killer of Fools. I don't know what it is. That's what's coming out. Huh. Gamora, Great Lakes Avengers... Guardians of the Galaxy, Hawkeye, Totally Awesome Hulk, Infamous Iron Man, Invincible Iron Man, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Kingpin, The Mighty Thor, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Really?
Yes, really. Moon Knight, Mosaic, Miss Marvel, Nova, Occupy Avengers... Patsy Walker, a.k.a. Hellcat, Power Man and Iron Fist, Prowler, Punisher, Rocket Raccoon, Silk, which is like ninja female Spider-Man,
yep.
Silver Surfer, which has some of the worst artwork I've seen in a Marvel book in probably a decade.
I can believe that.
Slapstick. I saw the cover to this book. No. Solo, Spider-Gwen, Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Woman, Squadron Supreme, Star-Lord, Thanos, Thunderbolts, U.S. Avengers!
Oh, that one.
Ultimates 2. The Ultimates are the Avengers.
Okay, yeah.
To be fair.
That's why I was like, do we count that? Or
the
like,
unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Yep.
The unbelievable Gwenpool. Uncanny Avengers, Uncanny Inhumans, Unstoppable Wasp, The Unworthy Thor, and Venom. That's the comic lineup that's about to hit for Marvel Now.
Okay, so two things. First is that Seven Avengers. The next is Moon Girl. So does that mean that they gave it to, like, they gave Moon Knight to that one chick from the fucking Wanderers or whatever the fuck it is?
To be fair, I haven't read any of this book, and it's already... This is another thing that's really strange. If I was to tell you that I'm going to release an entire new segment of Marvel called Marvel Now, where do you expect the books to start?
Technically, at issue one of Marvel Now.
Well, that's
probably
interesting. Black Panther will start on issue 7. Sam Wilson will start on 14. Steve Rogers on 7. Deadpool and the Mercs for Money on 4. Doctor Strange on 12. Guardians of the Galaxy on 15. The Totally Awesome Hulk on 15. Mighty Thor on 15. Moon Girl and the Devil Dinosaur on 13. Moon Knight on 10. Miss Marvel on 12. Patsy Walker, Hellcat on 11, Power Man on 10, Punisher on 7, Silk on 14, Silver Surfer on 9, Spider-Gwen on 15, Man on 12, 2099 on 21, Woman on 13, Supreme on 13, Thunderbolts on 7, Squirrel Girl on 16, Gwenpool on 7, Avengers Uncanny on 15, Uncanny Inhumans in 15. That is more than half of your line that is already running when Marvel Now starts. And you don't reboot them, you just continued the numbers. So people that waited for Marvel Now are going to be behind by 21 fucking books if they try to jump into 2099. Yeah. As if it was new, since it's a new fucking comic line called the Marvel Now. It's not new if it's fucking 21 issues in.
It's now, not new.
That just means it's 21 now. You don't just change the name of the fucking company, call it a reboot, and not bother to reboot any of the fucking titles. What?
You do if you think reboot is a dirty, dirty word.
So I am reading Daredevil.
I do not blame you.
Sounds like they ran out of ideas.
And if you would like to read the Avengers,
pick a book and
you're
going to
need all
13.
7 if you want to keep up with exactly. Oh, you need more than 7.
Actually, with the US Avengers, it's a totally different one. So,
but this is what I'm getting at. If you want to keep up with exactly what the Avengers is doing, you're going to have to follow the team. And it seems like every single member of the team had their own book.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Fuck that. You know how many Justice Leagues are in the Rebirth? One. Fucking one. And for everybody that's going to jump my ass here and say, nuh-uh, because Justice League of America is launching... That is actually a different team. And if it follows the same principle as it did in DC 52, the Justice League of America is a countermeasure created for the sole purpose of standing against the Justice League if the League ever went rogue, a lot like Batman's Outsiders.
Yeah.
That's what the Justice League of America is.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say, too, is like, okay, so Great Lakes Avengers... And fucking the West Coast Avengers. Yes, they are Avengers at the end of the day.
But they're different.
But it's just
provinces.
Like, exactly, they're just different groups. It's kind of like the JSA.
So you need to buy at the very least Avengers, Avengers 1.1, Uncanny Avengers, and US Avengers to cover America?
Well, no,
for
not
America.
To cover America.
Oh, well, you'd also need Great Lakes.
Yeah, you need Great Lakes, and you would need the West Coast.
Well, to cover America, or the world, for that matter, in Rebirth, I just need two books, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Marvel was forced to release its stuff, its money, like how much they're making. They are fucking drowning. DC... got out the big boy dick and raped Marvel hard this year.
That's because Disney doesn't know how to run comic books.
Right. They're doing fine with their movies.
Yeah.
Hey, fucking thumbs up. You guys are kicking some ass. Even the movies I don't like, I see have merit.
Yeah.
But you guys ate the comic book industry alive. It has never been this bad. I love Marvel. What the fuck were they thinking? And then they bring one of the coolest fucking comic books I've ever heard of in my entire life. X-Men 92 continues the story put down by the animated series. The exact same artwork. Even some of the original writers come back and actually working on this book, continuing the team from X-Men 92 animated series, Death of X time this October.
Nice.
X-Men are gone.
Yeah.
You notice there was a couple of hero teams missing?
No, just a few, yeah.
Notice Doom Guy is a hero now and he has no opposition?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Notice a certain four missing.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
I wonder if that's got something to do with this Death of X that's coming out.
I don't like the Fantastic Four, okay? I don't care for them. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If Marvel has dropped the Fantastic Four book, they're in trouble. They're in trouble because they've forgotten their roots. Yeah. The only reason Marvel exists today, the only fucking reason that Marvel is alive and kicking today is the Fantastic Four. That was the book that launched their empire. And even if you took a hit on the book, you should be publishing it. You should publish it as an act of faith to say, no, this book's doing fine. Because if nothing else, the people looking on from the outside that don't know the comics industry would say, the fucking Fantastic Four have been going for years. And Marvel's still doing it. The Fantastic Four has no book. The characters are fucking gone.
Yep.
They've
been pieced out to other books.
Those are the four characters that built your industry. No matter what you want to say, you could say Spider-Man and all this other shit. It's simply not true.
Spider-Man helped a lot.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Spider-Man even used the Fantastic Four as a pivot point in his second book in order to launch his title.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four came about for one reason. They were doing shitty comics. The company was going to go under. Stan Lee put in his 2 weeks' notice, and his wife said, don't do that. She said, before you leave, you owe it to yourself to do a book the way you want to do it. And he said, well, I've had this idea. And she says, just do the idea. Don't take no for an answer. Just write the book, give it to them, and quit. He wrote The Fantastic Four. He wanted to do superheroes. He wanted them to be a team. He wanted them to have fantastic powers. He did the Fantastic Four. That was the book that launched Marvel. It created the entire fucking industry.
Yep.
Marvel might have existed before then, but they didn't mean shit. For you to throw away the Fantastic Four and delete the X-Men from your continuity and run with... And it's not even... You could say, oh, well, they're capitalizing on the movie. Hawkeye has nothing to do with the movies. It's a girl.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm okay for diversity, and if she has her own character, and maybe if she's like the daughter of, and, you know, she's donning the suit, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But the fact remains, you're not even capitalizing on your movies. You've completely given up everything you were and just went... wherever the fuck you went.
That would be like... I know exactly where they went. They went to Disney, and Disney's a bunch of butthurt little bitches.
But Disney said to Marvel, just keep doing what you're doing. Disney's not interfering. Marvel is killing itself, which now is in turn killing Disney. Sooner or later, Disney's going to step in and be like, stop it! What do you have that works? Stop all this bullshit. We have money, damn it. We'll figure it out. We have more than enough money to fucking take the hit while we figure it out. But this is bullshit, because now you're costing us money. Disney will step in eventually.
Yeah.
And they will put that fucking mouse stick down. It's going to happen. Disney already did it with some of the movies. They stepped in and said, this would work a lot better. We need some comedy. We need some fresh.
Meanwhile, Captain America's like, language, people.
Right. But it added a comedy to the universe that now has made them more relevant. Because DC is doing everything, we're dark, our characters are brooding. We're sad and shit. And while I'm okay with it, I'm watching some of it and enjoying it, it doesn't get the common moviegoer because you go to the movies to have fun.
Yeah.
Most people don't go to the movies to be like, this dude is sad.
This dude is killing lots of people.
I mean, I go for some horror movies and shit, but the common moviegoer doesn't go to horror movies.
Yeah.
And when your DC movie resembles a fucking horror movie or slasher film, you might be making oopsies, because the comics don't look like that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if DC tomorrow announced, we just don't feel Superman works anymore. Death of S.
They technically did that already. And then he came back a week later.
No, from this point on, there's no more Superman at all. None.
Actually, if that was the case, they probably would die.
Right.
No, they wouldn't. More and more people love Batman over Superman.
Well, then tomorrow it's Death of B.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Batman,
kill Batman
dies.
No, Death of BNS.
Yeah, they're done. Fucking World's Finest No More. That's the next book. Eight books to kill the two greatest superheroes in your continuity.
Actually,
we need to lose four. So we're also going to kill Wonder Woman and The Flash. Those are the four big people right now in DC. They're gone. Tomorrow we're going to write... No, this October we're going to release a book called Death of Heroes, and they're gone.
Death of Justice.
Yeah, Death of Justice. Make way for Aquaman, fucking Cyborg, Beast Boy, Raven, Wonder Girl, fucking...
No,
Superboy is too much of a clone, so we can't do that because we can't resemble the Fantastic Four anymore, so we can't resemble the Justice League or anything like that. We can't do that for DC.
Crypto.
We have to completely buttfuck our entire industry and then sell it to people and not reboot the comic line either. This is going to be a reboot where if you didn't read the books previous, fuck on you.
Oh, wait, they can't do Crypto. They killed him off.
Yeah, Crypto. Yeah. I couldn't believe that. They fucking killed Crypto.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit! Yeah. Shane was at work, and he was like, he looks over at me, he looks all fucked up, and I was like, what? And he's like, dude, he ate the dog. And I was like, oh, you got to that part, did you? And he's like, they just fucking killed Crypto? And I was like, yeah, he doesn't come back in the next book. I think he's dead. I think he's dead. I think that's why the boy has the cape. Dead doggy.
Oh, and Superboy Prime has to die, too.
I think he might be dead. Because from the way the continuity works, when I read the Red Hood book, the Red Hood, Jason Todd, did not come to life in the coffin. He came to life because of the Lazarus Pit, and the explanation for that would be that Superboy Prime never punched a hole in reality.
Ah...
Because that's what caused Jason to come back, was Superboy punched through the nexus of time and space. And when he did it, it shattered reality and opened a hole into our world. And there were small events all throughout the DC continuity that were altered because of him doing this. And when he stepped through into our universe, time corrected itself. But it didn't reverse itself. It kept going. So Jason came back to life because technically Jason had never been killed, but time did not correct itself. So Jason woke up in the coffin, underground.
Ouch.
So we thought he was damaged in that animated movie. Being buried alive really damages you.
I've got that annual. I still have that book. He dug himself out, and then he spent a couple weeks or whatever, like, hiding out in Rutgut. Like, he would break into hotel rooms and shit and, like, sit in the hotel rooms and everything. And he did a bunch of research trying to figure out where he was and what was going on, that maybe he was in an alternate dimension, when he found newspapers and ads and clippings and shit that slowly told him that Batman moved on without you. And yes, the Joker is still alive. And then, of course, there was some Talia al Ghul pulling the strings also, because she found him. Because somehow, when reality changed, there were certain people that did not get affected, but watched other people get affected. Because time did not reverse, it just kept going. So it corrected certain things, and then moved on. So the people that did not get corrected watched other people get corrected.
Yeah.
And Talia went and found Jason and kind of pulled him towards the way that he would be. So she's partly responsible for him being all fucked up. Aside from the fact that he woke up dead.
Yeah, which would fuck anybody up.
Yeah. So I don't think he exists anymore, because if you're going to change his continuity, there's got to be a reason for it. So I'm guessing that Infinite Crisis never happened. I know. I made the same face, but I don't think it happened. I don't think Infinite Crisis ever took place.
Well, no. I mean, like, I'm kind of agreeing with you, but at the same time, then that would blow my theory about the fact of everybody would have to know that there was multiple universes.
Which, that's Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
So if that continuity still happened, then they do know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, because if Flashpoint happened, technically they would still know, because Barry would be able to tell somebody.
Yeah, but at the same time, we also know, because in the DC 52, we fought the Crime Syndicate, and they came from another Earth.
Yeah, it's true.
But then again, Wally in the Rebirth told Flash about the Flashpoint, too, so...
Right. But, dude... Comic books are fucking... They're really good.
No, believe
me,
I know. We just spent like 45 fucking minutes talking comic books.
Dude, they're really good and really bad right now.
So technically, this could almost go up as a comic book commentary as well.
Eh.
Or at least go up on pages of fandom.
Well, that is what I've been doing. Aside from Resident Evil, I've been doing a lot of Resident Evil. Like, I bought 6 and 5 and 1 and 0. And I'm looking forward to 4. And then there's going to be a remake of 2, and that makes Resident... Then if I could just get Resident Evil Revelations 1, a hard copy for the PlayStation 4, and if they could give me Resident Evil 3 remake before the death of the PlayStation 4, I could play all of Resident Evil that I give a shit about on one system.
Yeah, because I was about to say, because you're missing, like, Code Veronica and...
I like that game.
Other games.
I like that game, and if they want to upscale that, because I don't see why not. That's a PlayStation 2 title. If you're going to upscale 4,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Give me that PS4 disc. I'll buy that, too. But it'd have to be the X version.
Yeah.
So I'd do that. Yeah,
which
I'd buy that.
Which means you'd be dealing with the exact same problem I'm having, which is playing Resident Evil 1 on the PlayStation 4, which is the upscale of the GameCube version, which is why I'm having trouble with hard mode and Chris and fucking hunters leaping at my goddamn face because I have yellow fucking life at all points in time and no healing herbs.
Oh, why don't you duck? Oh, wait. Why don't you duck? Oh, wait. You could always punch. Oh, wait.
I need to have my knife. Meanwhile, I'm in the middle of I need to kill a goddamn snake. I have a magnum with full ammunition. I have a shotgun that has like 6-7 shots left in it, and a handgun with 14 rounds, and if I miss once with the magnum, it's all but one of my handgun bullets, so now I get to run around with a handgun bullet, crimson heads, hunters, fucking puppies every goddamn where, snakes on the fucking ground, and I gotta go and put a fucking battery inside of an elevator to go back to turn the crank so I can fucking leave, and fuck that. Hard mode with Chris on the GameCube was extreme hardcore mode, and people love it when I die. Ask Scott.
Maybe you should do a bunch of push-ups.
I make that joke every fucking time. I get in that situation, and I'm like, I now understand why Chris needed to take, you know, 4 games off to do steroids and push-ups.
Yep.
Because he wasn't there for 2. He wasn't there for 3. He wasn't there for Code Veronica. He wasn't there for 4. He shows back
up in
5.
Veronica.
He was in Code Veronica.
Oh, was he in Code Veronica?
Yeah, which is odd because when he shows up in Code Veronica, he still looks like the same old Chris.
And yet he's climbing the side of a mountain.
Yeah, but he doesn't look any different, really.
Yeah.
So that means in probably a year's time, he bulked like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
he joined the BSAA, and the first thing they do is give you 60 pounds of bull semen straight in your ass so you could just bulk the fuck up.
I'm just guessing that Stars didn't have a good gym, and the BSAA has all the fucking equipment. He got in there and was like, dude, you guys got everything in this motherfucker.
And I'm just going to live here for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Because I need to be able to punch a boulder.
Because there are fat people in the BSAA, too, because in Resident Evil Revelations 1, you have that one fat partner dude.
Yeah.
That husky dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Every time he snores, it wakes him up.
That's kind of funny. Shane has been over here napping.
Yeah, that's why he's been so fucking quiet. I think your comic
nap.
Book talk put him to sleep, so he needed a Shane nap.
No, he's...
Oh, Shane's sickly. Okay.
He's just... He's got to save his energy because he's got to read fucking 7 Avengers titles.
apparently not.
He was loving that idea last night when I told him there was a bunch of Avengers. He was like, really?
Yeah. Dude, yeah, there's 7 different comic lines. Each one you got to go about 14 books in, roughly.
Do you want some Avengers with your Avengers?
Yeah.
I would look forward to it.
Oh, shit. So is that everybody and everything?
We covered the... what we've been covering.
We did all the shows. I talked about the shit I've been doing.
Bill
did.
Unless Scott's got something to add today.
Yeah, unless you got shit that you're doing.
Got
other
something
than
you
want to
talk about?
Aside from work and working on the videos, I went to see that Riff Tracks Mothra. Which was kind of fun. Went with Michelle, who's
she's
napping,
over there somewhere.
Napping or something. And then, actually, as far as most of the movies that have been coming out lately in the theaters, I haven't been able to see jack shit lately due to work and my budget.
Right.
Which, also, my budget is another issue that I have going on, too, but that's something else.
Might need a Seth nap.
But aside from that, just been at home, working, that, and that. So
sometimes that's the way it is. Sometimes you don't do nothing. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, really. So what about... is Shane okay to say what he's been up to?
Shane's looking all fucked up with his heartburn over here.
Yeah. Yeah, Shane got himself fucked up with some heartburn, was eating crackers at the start, so anybody who was wondering what that weird fucking noise was, that was Shane eating crackers to try to kill the heartburn.
No!
So, I'm going to assume since Shane's got nothing left to say, that's the what's up.
Okay.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.